Fighters defending the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani say coalition airstrikes are helping them hold off ISIS militants. But Kobani's defenders say what they really need is for Turkey to open its border and allow Turkish Kurd fighters in to help them break the siege. Instead, Turkish authorities are detaining those Kurds as potential terrorists. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
Each day, the cars and vans climb over the rock-strewn paths and farm fields, avoiding Turkish military roadblocks to reach the hills overlooking the Syrian border and the town of Kobani. The coalition airstrikes continue to do damage, and Kurdish activists say there's now some level of coordination between the defenders on the ground and those providing air support. That claim was not confirmed by the U.S. military. 38-year-old Mustafa Ali is on the phone with a relative who's among the fighters still in Kobani. Ali himself came to Turkey about a week ago after being stuck for 3 days at the border while ISIS shells landed not far away. He doesn't think Turkey will overcome its suspicion of all Kurds and intervene to save Kobani unless it gets a push from outside. As he speaks, the sound of automatic weapons fire floats across the border.
If the international community forces Turkey to support Kobani, it will. But without pressure from the Americans and the Europeans, they won't, because Turkey thinks both sides in this fight are terrorists.
Adding to the pain of watching their town be destroyed a little more each day is the clear knowledge that they're not welcome here. Ali says Kurdish men, especially younger ones, are routinely stopped at the border, and many are then taken by Turkish authorities to detention centers, where they're not charged with anything but investigated on suspicion of terrorism.
I know some of the guys who have been detained. They are political guys from Kobani, members of various Kurdish political parties, and the Turks caught them and held them. I was told there were as many as 200 of them, but some chose to go back to Syria.
In one of the newest refugee camps to spring up in the border town of Suruç, it's a relatively happy day as these things go. Their Turkish hosts are digging trenches between the neat rows of family-sized gray tents to lay electric cables. Kobani families appreciate the shelter they've been given, but 34-year-old Mohammed Sheikh al-Muslim says the way the Turks are treating the detained Kurdish men is unjust. He calls one of the detainees on the phone. 25-year-old Walid Yasser says he was detained 11 days ago. He says the Turkish officials gave them three choices, all of which involved being sent back to one of the Kurdish enclaves in northern Syria. Yasser says it's because the Turks think they're with the People's Protection Units, the Syrian Kurds linked to Turkey's own Kurdish militants known as the PKK. He claims he has nothing to do with any of that, but the Turks don't believe him. On the hill overlooking the border, Kurdish men who fled Kobani have arranged themselves in columns and chant support for the defenders of their town. They say they're ready to fight ISIS with stones if necessary. But while the display may look impressive on television, these men know they won't be crossing any borders tonight. They'll be back again tomorrow to watch their homes take another pounding. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Southeastern Turkey.